Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Calm Collective podcast. I'm Cassandra. I'm so grateful that you're back here with me today for day 5 of the Declutter Challenge. So, how are you feeling after completing 4 days? I hope the answer is something along the lines of a bit more grounded or maybe in more control of my life. So today is all about digital clutter and then creating a blank slate. So I'm talking about the random files all over your desktop, the emails that have been left unread and stare at you with beating eyes on your phone, the endless amount of photos that clutter up your camera roll, and the list goes on. That is going to end today. That's my hope, and I can't wait for you to witness firsthand how freaking good it feels when this is all squared away and simplified. So let's get started. First things first, see where you need or even want to make some changes. Do you want to catch up with your emails once and for all so you don't have numerous unread emails piling up? I can't tell you how much I hate that little red icon that shows you how many emails you have. I always turn that off. Do you maybe want to clear your desktop clutter? Do you want to organize your inbox so files and emails are simple to find? I'm a big fan of color coding. If you have Gmail, this is one of their best features. Take note of your goal here. So, which will ultimately help you propel forward with this challenge? So, here's the homework. Your homework is actually in a blog post that I wrote back into January of 2018. I'm going to link it in the show notes. It's one of my most frequently read articles, and so I wanted to make sure to share all the juicy details and tips with you guys. Carve out some time where you know you can be dedicated to tackling this once and for all. Maybe that's a weekend morning with your coffee or an evening with candles and a glass of wine. Whatever is going to keep you relaxed and focused, do that. So while you can absolutely visit the blog post and get that information that way, I'm going to walk you through the steps. Really, all in all, this should take about 5 minutes. So the first things first, if it doesn't make you feel good, opt out. I subscribe to maybe a handful of newsletters. That's it. So simply for the fact that they're uplifting, genuine, and they add value to my life. If it doesn't light you up or make you want to be a better version of yourself, give yourself the permission to free your inbox of that clutter. Unsubscribe from the online shops. Instead of going down the rabbit hole and locating them one by one, sign up for one of the greatest inventions. It's called Unroll Me. So that's unroll.me. I'm so grateful to this site for existing because they are the sole reason that I was able to tackle the decluttering process head on. It's really easy and efficient to use, and once you do it once, you don't have to do it again, unless one of those sneaky companies find a way to reel you back in, which they won't because you've got amazing, beautiful brain power. And if you're worried that you'll miss out on some sale updates or something, but deep down you know that you don't really need to be seeing them, opt out anyway. See how much you navigate their site on your own time without being told to do so. You really might surprise yourself and save some major dollars along the way. The next is to have 2 different email accounts, maybe a business account and a personal account. This is something that I waited, I would say a tad too long to do, and I finally had this breaking point of I cannot keep having my personal emails merge with my professional emails any longer. So I created a private email address that I sent out to my closest family and friends. It's such a simple thing, but it's made a major impact. Next is to create a filing system within your email platform. Personally, like I said, I use Gmail and will likely do so until the day I die. And I absolutely love their folders and labeling system. If you don't use this, you're totally missing out on one of the best features for organization and mental clarity within your digital life. I encourage you to not overwhelm yourself by creating folders and labels and then going through all of your emails dating back to like 2010. Instead, just start where you are. Create the folders that are most relevant to you. For me and the Calm Collective, they look a little something like this. The folder title will be the blog. Labels within that folder would be collaborations, sponsorships, web hosting, graphic design. So whenever I get a sponsored post pitch, it will go in the blog folder with the label sponsorships. It really is that easy. So what I encourage you to do is to just start with the last couple of days, go through your emails and apply your labels and get into that habit, that flow of giving each email a place to live. Maybe even leave yourself a loving reminder on a post-it and stick it on your laptop until you're doing it out of habit. Next is to give your unread emails a place to land. If you're someone who's really bad at reading emails or reading them and leaving them as unread, let's work on changing this. Because even if you consider this to be just the way you operate, if you're here doing this challenge, it means there's a slight chance that you probably want to better yourself and gain some control when it comes to living calmly and just a little bit simpler with intention. This is the place to start. Learn how to read your emails, respond accordingly, and leave them as read. Get that number to zero and let that be something that happens easily every day. You may not even know how much weight you carry just from having a piling bold number staring back at you. So let's tackle this. To make it easy, depending on who you're using for email, apply a show all unread emails first option. So in Gmail, this is under the little octagon flower-like symbol. And from there, you go to settings, inbox, inbox sections, unread first. I usually have about 10 showing at a time, and this is merely so when I open my email every day, my first initial thought isn't, oh my God, I have 20 emails. Rather, it's, oh, looks like I have 10. Only seeing a handful of unread emails keeps me centered, grounded, and not the least bit intimidated, rather than overwhelmed with the feeling of dread. Even if there's more hiding after that initial 10, I get into the flow of responding. Do you see what I'm getting at? It's almost like tricking yourself enough times and you'll flawlessly be able to handle anything that comes at you with grace. The next is to get to work. Now, the only part that will take more than 5 minutes is dealing with the mess that is your unread inbox. If you have a mess, that is. This, my love, is something I challenge you to sit with on your lunch break or on a quiet Saturday morning. Now is the time with COVID. So light a candle, pour some vino, and get to work. Delete them if they hold no value or warrant for a response. Quickly and efficiently tend to those that do and come up with a game plan for how you'll take it yourself out of this habit and change your online communication once and for all. Here's a few ideas that I've brainstormed. Make time in your daily routine for tending to emails. Maybe block out 15 minutes each morning after you've got your writing in, any of your creative habits that you like to tend to in the morning, maybe finishing your morning coffee. Next would be to create a few email templates that can also live in your Gmail folders if you in fact use Gmail. Delete and be done with what doesn't need tending to. Remember first and foremost that not all emails warrant a response. Unapologetically delete emails and move on. A good example of this is with the website. I'll get a slew of emails each week from companies who are trying to sell me website coding and SEO help. And since I've learned to tell by the subject line what these emails look like, they get deleted instantly. Next would be make answering emails an enjoyable task. As I mentioned, light a candle, throw on some peaceful music, and get cozy. Give yourself a reward if you need to by visiting maybe one of your favorite blogs or by taking yourself out for a coffee once you've completed this. Okay, now it's on to the blank slate. You've taken inventory of your life and what you truly want it to look like and feel like. You've gone room by room and purged at least 5 things from each. You've taken inventory of your sentimental clutter and you've created those 3 piles to keep, to pass along to others, and to donate. You've taken note of your patterns and the reasons why you shop or hold on to unnecessary items. You've tackled the beast that is digital clutter, and you created systems to keep yourself organized. So now it's time to implement all of that work you've done and put it into play. I imagine you're feeling lighter, a bit more energized, and in more control of your life. I imagine this because I've been where you are. That feeling to me is one of my favorite feelings on the planet, being free of mess, free of mental clutter, and free of feeling like my life is running me. So right now is all about your blank slate. It's about committing to yourself in the work you've put in to get yourself to where you are right now. It's choosing to continue forward rather than falling back into old patterns that lead to scattered thinking and impulse buying. So all that I want you to do right now is to go back to your inventory chart from day one. What did you write for how you'd like your life to look like in the present moment, in 10 years, 30 years? Tape it up somewhere in your home. If clothes is your clutter weak spot, hang it up in your closet. If it's beauty products, hang it up in your bathroom. If it's online purchases, save it as your desktop background. Visualization is so incredibly powerful. This is the final day of the challenge, and if I could hug you, I would. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, this isn't easy. And by listening to all 5 days of this challenge, you thought, sure, why not? It can't be that hard. If that was you, I hope you were wrong. I hope it was hard. I hope it was difficult and challenging. I hope it pushed you past your comfort zone because this is where real change happens and where new patterns are formed. Our minds sync up with our bodies and think, we don't want to go through that again. So here you are, free of clutter, free of baggage, free of constraints, or at least you have the tools to get there. There's just one more thing to do. Before you complete the final day of this challenge, I really want you to take out your journal and write about the process. Here are a few prompts. So what did you like about the challenge? What didn't you like about the challenge? What felt easy? What felt difficult? Where do you feel like you need to dig a bit deeper? What do you really feel like clicked for you? Did any triggers come up when you were getting rid of things? The sole purpose behind answering these questions and doing so pen to paper or meditating on each question is to be fully honest and transparent with yourself so that you can see where you might still need to shine some light. There's no sense in going through all of this work and pretending like you've got it all figured out. It takes effort, even after the challenge. It takes dedication, and it takes forgiveness, and it takes self-preservation, which is why it's super important to have visuals for you to look at daily, like hanging up your inventory life chart somewhere in your home. But you got this. Look at how much work you just did. 5 days. And I guarantee that if you keep coming back to this practice, if you keep revisiting this and creating those beautiful habits, you will support yourself in all of these really beautiful ways that just become natural. I started this back in 2013, and by 2014, it's second nature now. Like I said, you can't unsee and you can't unfeel all of the work that you do. Your freedom and peace of mind is far too important to let your emails go unread, unfiled, unanswered. Your freedom and peace of mind is far too important to be swallowed by chaos and mess and disorganization. You get one trip around the sun, that's it. So make your freedom and peace of mind a priority. I'm so thankful that you came along for this 5-day challenge. I'm so proud of you. I hope that you'll continue on this journey of being mindful of your consumption, of your patterns, of your well-being. I hope you'll continue to put your freedom and your stability and sanity first before anything enters into your life. And I hope you'll look back on this week and be grateful for the time that you invested, for listening to these episodes, and for feeling really, really proud of the changes that you made. As I mentioned, if you'd like to go more in depth with this challenge, you can absolutely download the free download by visiting thecalmcollective.com and signing up for the free declutter challenge. You can also find that in my link on Instagram at thecalmcollective_. Thank you so, so much for coming along this journey with me. Decluttering is something that I feel so, so strongly about. I am here to support you in any way that you need. If you loved this 5-day series, I'd love to hear from you. If you feel like you have people in your life that would benefit from this, I really encourage you to share these episodes on Instagram so others can follow along and start the decluttering practice for themselves. And if you feel inspired to do so, I'd be so grateful if you would rate and review this podcast. If and when you do, please feel free to screenshot your review and email it to me at hello@thecalmcollective.com, and I will send you a link to my fine art photography shop where you can pick out a free instant downloadable print, and I will send that to you immediately. It's a $49 value. It's my way of saying thank you. I am forever so grateful that you're here.